Hello. Is John available, please?
Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, of course you can. It's James calling from MMA Illegal. You've requested that we give you a call. It's in relation to your compensation for abuse claim in regards to Scottish Redress.
Yeah,
you applied online. How are you, John?
Yeah, I applied through the Facebook thing. I can't be how
correct.
Sort of done the survey thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, correct.
Just from the age of 11 until I was 18, for a couple of years, I was actually in care homes.
Where
I was actually physically assaulted almost on a daily basis from staff members that were used to the same, etc.
What was the name of the place there, John?
It was Midfield. Young people's unit or something.
Yeah, we've dealt with cases before.
There was another one, Greendike Young Person's Unit. Yeah, so I was actually in a few, but these were the main two that I was physically restrained and assaulted by staff members. Where I don't do social work in that anymore because under their care, I was abused. I was actually sexually abused before I went into care from someone that stayed close by to us. And my father physically abused me. He was an alcoholic. He abused me physically. So
John. I just want to explain to you all we need to do. We need to get a claim form done and a statement from yourself. We'll get it fired over to the solicitors. Now, basically what's happening, the average compensation payment at the moment is around about £45,000. Now, we've dealt with over 180 cases, and we've got a success rate of 100%. So every case that we're dealing with is getting paid out, okay? And like I said, the average is £45,000. So my name's James Thompson. I'm your case handler. All I need to go through is a statement with you, get an authorisation email sent to you, get a form of ID from yourself, and that's everything completed. We'll get it over to the solicitors, and they'll get a payment direct from the Scottish Government for yourself. Okay.
Yep.
Brilliant. So I need you for 5 minutes now. Is that all right, bud?
Yeah, I've got plenty of time around. I'm just actually walking to a bus stop, so...
Oh, brilliant. No problem at all. I literally need you for 5 minutes. We also need to get a form of ID from you for your file, so we'll send you a message by the application WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp?
Hey, I do use WhatsApp, yes.
You do. That's fine. No problem at all. Okay, John. So I've got Mr. John Brown. Email address, seanwbrown1983@icloud.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yep, that's your email. Have you got access to that email address?
Well, I have, yes.
Yeah, brilliant. That's fine. Confirm for me your postcode, please, John.
It's Echo Hotel 547.
Yep.
7 Papa Juliet.
And we've got Beechwood Road in Bathgate.
Yep, it's 115 Beechwood Road.
115, yep, no problem at all, that's fine. Okay. Confirming with yourself as well, give me just one moment. Just confirm your date of birth for me, please, bud.
It's the 17th of May, 1983.
17th of May, 83. Thank you very much. Okay, this is the best contact number we've got, ending in 041, is that right?
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay, John, I need to ask you a few questions before I go on to a statement with yourself. Have you ever been known by any other names?
No.
No? Okay, that's fine. Can you just confirm your age for me, please, bud?
42.
Yeah, that's fine. And we do need to ask this question. Have you got a terminal illness?
I've got complex PTSD.
Okay. And is that from based from your childhood, is that right?
Yes, that's from childhood, yes.
Yep, okay. What I need to do, I need to place on your report so it matches up with the records. Do you know your parents' names and date of birth?
I know my parents' names, their dates of birth. Possibly, yes.
If you don't know it, we can match them up with records.
I sort of know their dates of birth, yeah.
Okay. What's your mum's name, please, John?
It's Alexandria Brown.
Yep.
Her date of birth is the 24th of February, 1950.
Yep. Okay. Father's name?
Is James Allen Brown.
Okay. Do you know
his date of birth? Is the 2nd of August, 1950.
Okay, that's fine. Right, so before you, did you say you was 11 when you went into care, is that correct?
I was around about 11, yes.
Till about 19, 18, 19.
Well, they had a duty of care to look after me till I was 21. I actually ended up in foster care, which was the best thing that happened to me through my childhood. And I got put with a good foster family, so I left there when I was 18.
18 years of age, yeah? Okay. No problem. Right, so I need to know the name of the care home that you was in so I can get the records up for that care home. What was it called again?
It was Midfield.
Midfield, M-I-D.
Yeah, M-I-D.
Bear with me a moment, John, okay?
Sorry?
Bear with me one moment. I'm just going to get the information on the address of that, okay?
Well, as far as I'm aware, it's closed down now, so...
Was it a care home, a children's home, is that correct?
It's a children's home, yes.
Do you know what area it was in?
It was in the Poulton Mill, Last Wade area.
Poulton Mill?
Yes.
Right, okay. I'm just going to get the information from the records, John. All right, I won't be a moment.
Yep.
How long was you there for, do you reckon?
I was here quite a while. I would probably say maybe about a year and a half.
Probably there about a year and a half?
Yeah.
And then where did you move on to then?
I moved on to Greendike.
Greendike. Do you want to spell that for us? How do you think it is, pal?
G-R-E-N-D-Y-K-E-S. That's in the Nidre Craigmillar area off Edinburgh.
Okay, let me get that. Give me one moment. There we go. I've got the address for that. Give me one second, pal. Can you still hear me okay, John?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. Okay, and how long was you there for?
I was there weeks.
Okay, where did you spend most of your time?
They actually removed me from these homes and placed me in foster care.
Okay, so after Greendike, you went to foster care, yeah?
Well, I went back to the family home, then they got me a placement with foster carers, yeah, so I was with foster carers for approximately 5 years.
Okay, that's fine. No problem. Okay, so what we need to place on your report, John, because the payments that people are receiving at the moment are a substantial amount of money, like I said, the average compensation is around about £45,000. If anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving the payment, you have to send the payments to somebody. Who would you like it to be? Basically, like a next in or a beneficiary.
My next of kin would be my partner, but it would be my oldest daughter.
Okay, who would you like me to put down?
Shaylee, S-H-A...
Is your daughter?
Sorry?
Your daughter or your partner, this?
My daughter.
Yeah, your daughter. Go on, what's her name?
Her name's Shaylee, S-H-A-Y-L-E-E, Jessie Brown.
Her name? Yep. Jessie Brown?
Yes.
Okay, what's her date of birth, bud?
The 22nd of the 2nd, 2007.
Okay. Do you have a contact number for her at all, John? Do you know a contact number for her?
If you can bear with me.
Yeah, take your time, John, take your time. No rush.
Her telephone number is 075.
633-955-07. Brilliant stuff. That's fine. Okay, does she know about your time when you was in care, or does she not aware of that?
She doesn't know about the abuse and the assaults and things from care.
Does your partner know about that you was in care? Does your partner know you was in care?
No.
No. Okay, that's fine. No problem at all.
She knows I was in the system, but she doesn't know fully, if that makes sense.
Yeah, fine. Don't worry, I put on there to be made, obviously, of no contact. Okay, so there'll be no contact there. Don't worry about that. Do you know the local authority that you was cared under, John? So, local authority
Edinburgh,
generally can
Edinburgh
be...
District Council,
Edinburgh.
Yeah,
that's
fine. The social works department that was actually under was Oxgang's Path.
Yep.
Social works.
No problem at all, that's fine. Do you have any siblings at all, John?
I actually have 5 siblings, yeah.
All right, okay. Okay, John, bear with me just one moment. I just need to place lastly on your report, what's the name of your local doctor's surgery that you go to?
Is Blackburn or Ashgrove Medical Practice.
Is that again?
Ashgrove. Yes, Medical Practice. That's in Blackburn, West Lothian.
Yeah, I've got it. Is it in Bathgate? Is that right?
Blackburn is close to Bathgate, yeah.
Yeah, I've got it. No problem at all.
I might come under Blackburn Partnership Centre.
Yeah, it is. That's the one. I can see it here on the register. Give me one moment, buddy. Okay.
No worries.
Right, John, so that's the questions now completed. Okay, what I now need to do is just take a little brief statement. You've already mentioned that you've had some physical abuse. Was that from the care home, or was that while being in foster care?
That was from the care home. Foster care, as I say, was absolutely amazing.
And that was physical abuse, yeah?
It was physical. I was restrained by more than one member of staff per day, almost.
Physical abuse from staff, okay, staff members, and that was multiple times, yeah?
Multiple times. I was face down on the floor. Legs spread sometimes, arms to my side and out with my sides, etc. I would have staff on my arms, pushing my head down. I would have members of staff sitting behind me, like bear hugging me, so to say.
Okay.
And things, so obviously with that caused me trauma later in life.
Yep. I was just going to ask you that. In regards to your abuse, has it had a massive effect on your adulthood, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've now been diagnosed with a complex PTSD with the sexual assault that I went through and the physical abuse that I went through as a child.
Okay. Sexual assault, was that by foster parents or in the care system?
No, that was from someone that lived close by to my family home.
Okay.
Sort of neighbour, so to say.
Okay. If I go quiet, I'm not ignoring you, I'm just updating your report if you're okay.
Yeah, that is.
So you suffer with mental health, anxiety and PTSD?
Anxiety, depression, complex PTSD, so different scenarios can actually trigger me to sort of, it triggers my anxiety and my depression more.
Okay, let me put that down.
It's actually affected my family life, it's affected me living with my kids, etc.
Of course. Placing all this down onto your statement, okay?
Yep.
Okay. So I am going to elaborate on your statement, okay? I can obviously see that you've had physical abuse, mental abuse and sexual abuse that's been sustained within your childhood, okay? So we'll get that statement forwarded through to the solicitors. Now, what I need to do, I need to get you an email across while you're on the phone. It's a click sign document to state that you're happy with a solicitor to go ahead with your case and contact you, okay? Have you got access to your emails while we're on the phone now?
Actually, have you?
Yeah, bear me one moment, but I'm just going to get you this over now, okay?
Yep.
Bear me a moment.
And I've actually got a copy of my passport a year through another WhatsApp message that I've actually sent to somebody.
Yeah. That's perfectly fine. Yeah, that's great stuff. We'll store that on your file. Give me a second there, John. Okay, John, if you go into your inbox for me,
yeah,
and you should have received an email from MMA Legal. It's a ClickTrine document to state that you're happy to give authorization. So you should have received that.
Let's check my mailbox, please.
There you go. It's pretty straightforward. It's only an authorization email. When it asks you to click and sign, it'll never do your signature. It's just an electronic one to state that you've given authorization. That's all that is. Okay, pal?
Yeah, yeah.
If you do get stuck, just give me a shout. I can see where you're up to on our end, so don't worry about it.
Agree and continue.
Yep.
Well, I've got multiple signature detections.
Yeah, there's about three or four.
So do I need to do anything to the signature sections?
No, you just click on it and it should come up with a signature for you.
That's probably put the same last signature. Okay. No, it's finished, yeah?
Yeah, press finish, and I'll let you know if that's come through our end.
I've just typed onto my WhatsApp. I'm sorry.
Alright, so you need to go back onto your email. It's not just been finished.
Yeah, that's it. I'll hit the finish button.
Does it say, yep, I can see that it's been done our end, okay. So with the WhatsApp message, you should have received that from the administration department. It needs to be a photo ID and a proof of address on that, so the solicitors can confirm you are who you are.
Yeah. You can do it.
I'll wait here for you, sorry.
So the proof of address, what would the proof of address be?
It can be any letter or anything, or a driving license or anything like that. It doesn't have to be anything personal. It can be, we've had people send letters. Yeah, that's fine.
I the passport picture over.
I can see that. I'm going to save that to your case file now. When is it you're back home?
Maybe about 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all, then, John. What I'll do is pop a note to administration just waiting on your proof of address. That's perfectly fine. So that's everything we need from you now. My name is James Thompson. I'm your case handler. If you've got any questions throughout the whole process, you can contact me back on this number or you can send a WhatsApp message and that'll go through to the administration's team and they'll contact me. All you have to do now is wait for the solicitors at MMA. You'll be assigned a solicitor and they'll go through everything with you to let you know how much they're going in for compensation for yourself, John. All right.
Yep, that's perfect.
Okay. Cheers, John. Any questions, just give me a call. Thank you, bud.
Okay, thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.